truth and that we can enjoy one another as we fellowship one with another and sharing the Word of God and singing as in hearing the Word of God. Because on Sundays, when we come to church on Sundays, we basically take what we sing and what we hear, and then we begin to apply it even the following week. And so you can't really live out anything until you've heard the sermon and you've sung the song, and then you take it with you when you go out the building, and then God begins to minister to you personally through the weekdays. Do you know that? It was like this week I was humming an old song that I've heard many years ago. And it was basically talking about praise is what the song is talking about. It talks about when you're up against the troubles and that shatters all your dreams and your hopes have been fully crushed by Satan's manifested schemes, and you feel the urge within you to submit to earthly fear, but don't let that fear grip your heart, but praise the Lord, as the song goes. He can work when when things are going on. God can still work with you, and God can work for you, that you are just still to praise the Lord. And you may say, well, Pastor, how can you praise the Lord when everything else around you is just falling apart? Well, that's what God says. God says, just praise me. Praise me in the good times. Praise me in the bad times. Because God inhabits the praises of His people. And I've always said, God is not so much concerned about what you're going through, but He's more concerned on how you handle what you're going through. And so a lot of times, all we can do is just praise the Lord, to give Him praise for it all. Because when it's all said and done, and that's at the end of the day, God is still a sovereign God. God is still in control. God still is over this universe. He is still over this world. And so all we can do is just continue to trust Him and stretch forth our faith. As you heard the state bishop last week as he brought the sermon, he said, faith to faith. And that's what we have to do. We have to continue to walk in Christ as we walk by faith, not by sight. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So it's never for us to look with the natural eye in the work that Jesus Christ has called you and I to be and to do, because we read every Sunday morning that we're crucified with Christ. You're crucified with Christ when you accepted Jesus into your heart and into your life. And so I thank God today that we live in a world that we may feel like that's going to the pots, but listen, God is in control. He knows exactly what's going on in our world today, and so it must strengthen our faith. It must strengthen your faith to know that God sees exactly what's going on, and we can continue to trust Him and leave upon Him, and God will sustain us and take care of us. I want to thank those for watching today. My prayers are something I can say to you and your family to encourage you as we get into God's Word today. And so if you have your Bibles there, your Android app, your tablet, your iPhone app, your Bible, whatever you may have, it's going to be projected on the screen. Hold them up high. That is the sword of the Spirit as Bibles are going around. And so we want to get into God's Word today. I want to continue on with my Heaven series, sermon number 5. And if you've missed those sermons, you can go back to our website at www.vsclexon.org, go onto media, and then go under sermons, and you can see it right there. And so we've got podcast there. I think Spotify. My daughter keeps up with all of this. I'm learning in the media realm here. There's a lot of things that's going on. So, but you can actually see that too, or hear that as well, and see as well. And so, we just thank you that we pray that there's something we can say to you to give you the word of encouragement. Let's go, if you would, with me to the last book of the Bible. We're going to Revelations, the 19th chapter, beginning with the first verse. Go there, just put your finger there. And I want to go over just a little bit of what we did in Sermon 4 within our Heaven series. And so the last time that I spoke to you, we talked about heaven's song. And we talked about what are we going to be singing? What are we going to be doing with the songs? And so I talked a little bit about that. And so here is a couple of the points that I want you to know. Heaven's song will be about the Redeemer. So when you're in heaven, you're going to be singing about Jesus Christ. That's one thing that you're definitely going to be singing about. And second, heaven's song will be about the redemption, how that He has redeemed us from sin, and how that He has brought life unto us. And we're going to celebrate in heaven how that God saved you, how that God saved me. We will rejoice in heaven with Jesus Christ, and so how that He has redeemed us. And third, heaven's song will be about the reigning with the Redeemer. The reigning of the Redeemer, which is of Jesus Christ. He was worthy as the Lamb that was slain, Jesus Christ. Remember I talked about who would be worthy enough to open up the scrolls, as John the Revelator was talking about who would be able to do that? Jesus was the one, the Lamb that was slain. For what? For you and for me, that you and I may have life and have it more abundantly. And so it's heaven's song is what we'll be singing, will be about Jesus Christ and what Jesus did for you and me. Isn't that going to be so awesome? That is going to be awesome, guys. You know, a lot of our churches may be quiet, but listen, there's no need for us to get a little quiet. It's time for us to get a little loud, because guess what? We're going to be rejoicing with songs that we're going to sing. And I shared with you that there'll be new songs. There'll be new songs. You'll hear one, and all of a sudden, God's going to change the whole playing field, and He's going to say, here's another new song. Here's another new song. And so it's constantly worshiping and singing. And today, the title of my message today in Heaven Sermon Series number 5 is The Praising Place. This will be a place that we will be praising. And I want to give you just a quick analogy here. It's going to be like this. We're going to be praising 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days out of the year. Now, I want to give that to you because still time will be no more. But I want you to kind of think about this. It's going to be constantly praising God Almighty. It's constantly praising Jesus Christ for what He had already done for the world. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believeth upon Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You see, John 3:16 will ring out that Jesus died for you. He died for me. He died for this world. And we will be praising Jesus Christ forevermore. And we'll be thanking Him for what He did for you and what He did for me. Now let's look at this as John the Revelator in Revelations 19 and 1 says this, "After these things, I heard a loud voice of a great multitude of heaven." Here's John the Revelator describing what's in heaven, saying, "Hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power belong to the Lord our God." Verse 2, for true and righteousness are His judgments, because He has judged the great harlot who corrupt the earth with her fornication, and He had avenged on her the blood of His saints shed by her, His saints. again, verse 3, that they said, hallelujah, her smoke rises up forever and ever. And number 4, and the 24 elders and the 4 living creatures fell down and worshiped God who sat on the throne, saying, amen, hallelujah. Then a voice came from the throne saying, praise our God, all you his servants and those who fear him, both small and great. Verse 6, and I heard as it were the voice of great multitudes, as the sound of many waters, as the sound of mighty thundering, saying, alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Look at that. Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Let me say it again. Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Can you imagine the multitude of voices over and over and over? You see, time will be no more. We will be on God's time. It will be forever and ever, infinity and beyond. We won't even begin to understand clearly what all God has in store for you and I. But listen, this will be a praising place. So let me say this today. If you're not practicing praising God today, if you're not praising Him when you walk out of this building, if you're not praising Him on your job, if you're not praising Him when you're home, if you're not praising Him when you're at Walmart, if you're not praising Him when everything seems to be coming unglued and you're under, don't know what's going on, listen, get your praise on now. Get your praise on now and practice and praise God every day for the goodness of our Lord, because guess what? He is preparing a place that we're going to praise Him forever and ever. Listen, heaven will be well populated. Let me say it again. Heaven will be well populated. We see this clearly in Revelations 19 and 1. I heard a great voice of much people. All the saints of ages past will be there. All the resurrected and raptured will be there. The gates of hell have not prevailed against the church. Jesus clearly says the gates of hell will not prevail. Millions have believed in spite of the cost, and heaven will be a happy place of praising people, not sad people, not people that are worried. There'll be no more worry. There'll be no more fear. There'll be no more tears. There'll be none of that anymore. You won't feel that. You won't know nothing about none of that. All that will vanish. All that will go away. And you and I will be focused in on the Lamb of God. We'll be focused in to God Almighty. We'll be focused in and praising Him all the time. I think sometimes we don't understand that. I think sometimes we try to, but we still don't quite understand it, that we're going to praise Him. Because in our mind, we're thinking, Lord, I'm going to be so tired. I'm just going to be so tired because I'm just constantly singing. I'm just constantly praising. But folks, you're going to have a new body. This mortal body is not going into heaven. This mortal, but flesh and blood, God's Word says that flesh and blood cannot enter into heaven, but this mortal body is going to take on immortality. You're going to have a new body built by God. You will be built to praise Him. You will be built to give Him glory. You will be built to give Him honor, and all honor will be due to Him as the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to praise Him and magnify Him and fall at His feet and worship Him, the Lamb that was slain for you and I, that we now have made it, and it is now signed, sealed, and delivered, that we will praise Him forever and ever and ever. Give God praise in the house today. Hallelujah. If our minds are not there, it needs to get there. if we're not there in our minds about praising God, acknowledging God, knowing who He is, then we need to get our minds there. We need to get geared up, folks, because it's coming one way or another. I want to be in it. I don't want to be out of it, because one way or another, if we make the decision, we make a decision whether we want to go to heaven or not. We make a decision whether we want to praise our God. And you make the decision. I make the decision even every day to prepare my steps. Your steps are ordered by God. And every day you've got to make the effort that you're going to praise God. Even when you don't feel like it, you still give God praise. And God will sustain you and take care of you every step of the way. I want you to know today, why will there be all this praise going on? Why will it be all this praise going on? My first point today is this: we will praise God for who He is. We will praise God for who He is. Not for what He can do, not what He's already done for you, but for who He is. I think a lot of times we'll call on Jesus for what He can do for us. But we need to call on Jesus for what He's already done for us, because He's went through death, hell, and the grave. He arose on the third day, seated with the right hand of the Father. Therefore, He's giving you life, because now you can come to know Him and make Him known. He has brought salvation available that you can be saved by faith. Listen, as we see in Revelations 19:1, after these things, I heard a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, Alleluia! Alleluia! Salvation and glory and honor and power belongs to the Lord our God. Alleluia! He is worthy. Alleluia means He is worthy of our praise. Salvation, He provides forgiveness of eternal life. We went but sinners bound for hell. His love reaches us where we were. His grace made our salvation possible. Honor and glory. When we look at that scripture in honor and glory, not only hallelujah, not only salvation, but honor and glory, He lifts sinners from their shame. There will no longer be any shame. He gives honor to the dishonorable. He shares His glory with those who have none. He makes fallen sinners citizens of heaven to be saved by grace. Philippians 3:20 says this, for our citizenship is in what? In heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Your citizenship is not here. It's in heaven, a place that's being prepared for you and I. And the power of His gospel contains the power to save you, to save me, to bring us into a place called heaven, which will be our home one day. Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jews first and also for the Greek. Don't be ashamed of Jesus. Jesus says, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. Don't be ashamed of the gospel, because what? The gospel is the salvation that saves you. You're being saved every day by God's grace and mercy to continue to sustain you so that you can make heaven your home. My second point today is this: we will praise God for what He has done. We will praise God for what He has done. We're not going to praise Him for what He's going to be doing. We're going to be praising Him for what He has already done. Revelations 19:2 says, for true and righteousness are His judgments, because He has judged the great harlot who corrupt the earth with her fornication, And he has avenged on her the blood of his servants shed by her. Again they say, Alleluia. Her smoke rises up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the four living creatures fall down and worship God who sat on the throne saying, Alleluia, Amen, Alleluia. The voice that came from the throne saying, Praise our God, all you his servants and those who fear him, both small and great. True righteousness, true and righteousness are his judgments. God always does what is right. Let me say it again. God always does what is right. A.W. Tozer writes and says, God's always the acts as becomes him. The character of God assures us his always acts justly. Here God has judged the corrupt tribulation of the religious system. This is what this passage is talking about. Here God has judged the corrupt tribulation of the religious system. He has been putting down evil since the fall of man. We should never question the righteous judgments of God. Saints in heaven praise God for his righteous acts. God is a God of love. God is a God of just. And yet God is a God of judgment. He loves us, but guess what? He cannot renege on the Word of God. You've heard me say, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. Listen, He is from the beginning. He has stated and has said He will not renege, go back on His Word. He cannot lie. You've heard me say it, and I'll say it again. People says, well, God can do anything. No, He can't. God can do anything. No, He can't. He cannot lie. God cannot lie. If He said it in His Word, if He said it, He meant it, and He meant it, He said it. It's a promise. It's a guarantee that what He says, He cannot go back on His Word because He would be going back on Himself and it would all be a lie. But He cannot lie. Listen, the Bible clearly lets us know angels join the chorus of praise for the righteousness of God. Listen, A.W. Tozer writes this, justice must always prevail because the sovereign God will always prevail. Let me read that again, what A.W. Tozer wrote. Justice must always prevail because the sovereign God will always prevail. He will never fail. He will never stop doing what He says He will do. He'll never stop loving you. He'll never stop loving me. If we stop loving, it's going to be us stopping love of God. But God will love us unconditionally. He will love you even when you turn your back on Him. He will still love you because God is love. Jesus took our judgment on the cross. Over 2,000 years ago, He took all iniquity. Everything was placed upon Him. How do you know that, Pastor? I want you to look at this passage with me. Isaiah 53:5 from the Old Testament. But He was, listen, this was hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years that Isaiah the prophet said this before Jesus was crucified. Now I want you to see how quick and how the prophecy came to pass. Look at this. Isaiah the prophet says 53:5, but He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon Him. And by His stripes we are healed. Oh, we are like sheep. We have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid upon Him the iniquity of us all. It was placed on Calvary's cross over 2,000 years ago. God has moved and He is moving. And He will continue to move as we continue to trust Him. Hallelujah. I want you to know That's why we'll be worshiping Him in heaven. That's why we will be giving Him praise. That's why we will be praising Him. Because God knew, as He gave the prophet Isaiah, He began to speak to the prophet of Isaiah and says, He will be wounded for our transgressions. He will be bruised for our iniquities. He gives you a vivid description of what was taking place on Calvary's cross before it took place. My third point today is this: we will praise God for what He is going to do. We will praise God for what He's going to do. There is something and many things that He's going to do in heaven, but there's one thing that He's going to do. Revelations 19 and 6. And I heard, as John the Revelator says, and I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, those that are in heaven, as the sound of many waters, and as the sound of mighty thunderings, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. The Lord God omnipotent reigns. Such is stated after an anonymous of Hallelujah. All nature gets into this introduction. God will carry out His plan for the future. We will be praising Him for what He's already planning. You see, that's why I've always said, and you've heard me say, Jesus said, I've gone to prepare a place for you. If it were not so, I would have told you. But there's going to be many mansions. There are things now that God is planning for you and I that we can't even begin to understand. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor has it entered in the heart of man what God has prepared for those that who love Him and those that are serving Him. He's prepared a place. And those that were worshiping, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Listen. God will carry out His plan just as He has a plan for you now. God will carry out His plan in the future, but God has a plan for you. God has a plan for me. God is preparing you for the work that He has called you. If you've accepted Jesus Christ into your heart and life, you are now an ambassador of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are a representative. When you've accepted Jesus in your life, you are a servant. You are a disciple. And therefore, God wants to do a work in you. The plan that He has for you. The plan that to do good and not to do evil. That's the plan that God has. In Jeremiah 29 and 11, God has a plan for you. Not to do harm to you, but to do good to you. For you to do good, that you will continue to reach your families, that you'll continue to reach your friends, that you'll continue to reach your loved ones, that they not be separated from heaven, but they would go to heaven and not go to a place called hell, but go to a place that's heaven. Listen, I want to talk more about heaven than I do hell, but hell is a real place. And the Bible says that hell's enlarging itself every day. But heaven is also a real place that you and I need to focus in on as well. Listen, we can rest on God's promises for all of our tomorrows. We can rest on God's promises for what lies ahead. We don't know what lies ahead. You don't know what's going to be tomorrow. You don't know what's going to be next week, next month, next year. Everybody's got their plans of what they're going to do next year. They got their plans they're going to do next month. But only God knows. In my closing today, is your heart continually filled with praise? Are you praising God every day? A lot of times people can praise God when everything's doing great. You know, it's easy for us to praise God when we're not dealing with issues, we're not dealing with problems, and everything seems to be going hunky-dory, and we just, oh yeah, we love Jesus. Oh, I'm praising Jesus. Oh yeah, Jesus is my Savior. Yeah, we're just praising God. But then let something hit our life physically, spiritually, financially, emotionally, mentally. let something like that hit us and we go, oh, wait a minute. Are we still praising God? Are we still praising God? Or are we only praising Him when we're feeling good? Listen, let's not go on feelings. Your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ needs to be so intact that the Bible says these things are written that you may know that you have eternal life. It's not a feeling. It's not emotion. It's not for us to get up all in emotionalism. But it's for us to have a walk with God, a relationship with Jesus Christ on a daily basis. Day after day that you commune with Him, you talk with Him. You walk with Him. You read your Bible. You begin to have quiet time. That's when you build that relationship with Jesus Christ and how that it stays intact in your life. You don't just have a relationship on Sundays. You don't just have a relationship on Wednesdays. Can anybody go 7 days without any food? Not too many people can do that. You got to have nourishment. Can't even go past 3 days without having water. You got to have water. Your body is made of, 85% of your body is made up of water. You see, you've got to have that substance. You've got to have that food. You can't just be on what you're getting right now and wait 7 more days to come back to this church to get filled again. It's a daily walk with God. Do we get it right all the time? No, we don't. We don't. Why? We're human. We have fallacies. We've got things that we did. We let other things push in and crowd in our walk and our life and everything else, but we've got to push that aside. And our relationship has to stay intact so that we can put our praise on no matter what we're going through. We're to praise Him. Job is a clear example of Job in the Bible. He lost everything. But he says, I know who my Redeemer is. I know. His own wife says, Job, why don't you just curse God and die? You know you've done wrong. Job says, no, I know who my Redeemer is. He said, though God slay me, yet will I trust Him. God, if you want to extinguish me, go ahead, but I'll still trust you. I'll still believe because I know exactly who you are. I know I'm having the relationship that I need with you, Lord, and it's still intact. He did not give up. He did not give in. And He did not give out. Are you on your way to heaven, the place of perpetual praise? Praise. Perpetual praise. Are you praising God daily in preparation for the praising place? Because that's a vivid description of heaven. It's going to be a praising place. It's going to be a place that it ain't like we're going to sit around and twiddle our fingers and look at each other and decide, what are we going to do today? What are we going to do today? Are we going to do this, God? Jesus, are we going to do this today? What are we going to do? It's not going to be the same humdrum feeling that we're going to have every day. It's going to be so excitement I can't even begin to describe what heaven's going to be like. But if we can get past all of the doom and gloom and agony and defeat, if we can get past that and we can get our praise on, and say, Lord Jesus, help me in this life. We're reminded that Peter says we're just like pilgrims. We're just passing through. This is not our home. But guess what? But we're here for such a time as this. We're here for a reason. You could have been born in 1940. You could have been living in 1940. You could have been living in the depressions. You could have been living in other later times of the 16th century, 17th, 18th century. But you're living in the 21st century right now. So you're here for a reason, a plan, and a purpose that God has in your life. Because you could have been born in any other time. But now you're here. And you're here for a reason. You're here for a plan. We've got to get our praise on. Stand with me across the building today.